the school as much as they could. And my mother, I've heard her speak about going up here to her aunt's and living with her a while up here in Faulkner County. And she went to a little college up there 1 year, and I forget the name of that place, but it didn't come to me that while, but she was up there and went one term up there.
How far along did you say you got in school?
I went to the 8th grade. I got my schooling down here at the old Pleasant Hill, and I started the first year of high school ends when you finish the 7th, and you started the 8th grade was your first year of high school. And I started after the old school up here on Oak Street and Orange and Market, not Market, but Olive Street. It's where the old school is going. I don't know whether they still use it yet or not. But my sister is the only one that my dad sent her to school, and she graduated from what was called Hot Springs High School then. Is over on Silver Street now, and the colored people are using it now. But she graduated from there, and she taught school for 2 or 3 years or more then after that. But my two brothers and I never went above the 8th grade.
Do you go to church here in town?
I go here on Winan.
Which one is that?
Winan Avenue, Missionary Baptist Church. No, my uncle, he was growed up and he made a Baptist preacher.
Is that right?
And I went to hear him preach his 50th year sermon. Mm-hmm. And joined the Baptist Church of Pastors up here on Oak Lawn in 1912. And then, like lots of other churches, I've seen every church in Hot Springs have trouble with their ministers and everything and other. And I figure I was done dirty, but then the way it was done, I wouldn't. The fellow that done it now is dead and gone, a lot of the others are. But they got a young preacher in here, and he was the largest church he'd ever pastored, and he went to his head, and he just taken over and run things like he wanted. My wife had taught Sunday school up there for 12 or 14 years, and he come in and he changed up everything and tore up the Sunday school, he tore up the church, and they voted him out and he wouldn't leave. And so, yeah. They had had several meetings there. They had voted him out, but he wouldn't leave. So he held another meeting one night, and he acted as a moderator and all. And the deacons and other members of the church get up and talk, and if he liked to talk, it was all right. If he didn't, he'd tell you to shut up or sit down. So we had several good deacons up there, and very fine, as fine a member as ever went to any church. They were Christians. And he talked to them worse than you'd talk to a dog.
Goodness.
So I was up there the last night after he'd been voted out, and he was acting as a moderator. And he didn't tell me to sit down, because the old saying is, I'm a Scotch-Irish, and I just, I might be wrong. But anyway, when I got a chance to get up and talk, I just asked him, I said, there's one thing I'd just like to know. I said, I've seen every church near this in Hot Springs have trouble, but never have I seen the pastor of the church sit as moderator over everything and talk to his congregation like this minister has done. Now I says, if he's right, all of our old forefathers were wrong. Well, I says, my grandfather founded his church back